OpNav Instruction 1420.1 Bravo, enlisted to Officer Commissioning Programs Application Administrative Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 5. 1. Which commissioning program was specifically intended to provide an advancement pathway to a commission status in the Nurse Corps? Medical Enlisted Commissioning Program, Mike Echo Charlie Papa. 2. What is the minimum amount of transferable college credits needed to apply for MECP? 30. 3. How many miles from a naval activity should colleges or universities be, when possible, to which the MECP participant will be ordered for administrative purposes on a permanent change of station basis? 50. 4. How many consecutive months do MECP selectees have to complete the requirements for a baccalaureate degree? 36. 5. How many years of active duty service obligation are incurred by MECP graduates? 4. 6. What is the last birthday that MECP applicants can have reached by the time of initial appointment and commissioning to be eligible? 35. 7. MECP applicants are required to submit a pre-commissioning SF-88 or DD Form 2808 and SF-93 or DD Form 2807-1 within the last 12 months or how many months for those applicants deployed? 18. 8. What is the minimum recommended SAT score for MECP applicants? 1,000. 9. How many of the last consecutive years of evals shall all MECP packages contain? 5. 10. How many years within the application due date are SAT or ACT test scores considered acceptable for MECP packages? 3. 11. What convenes an annual selection board to consider eligible MECP applicants? Chief of Naval Personnel. 12. How many years of military service obligation are incurred by MECP appointees upon commissioning? 8. 13. What school must be completed by MECP appointees? Officer Indoctrination School, Oscar, India Sierra. 14. How many times can Nurse Corps officers take and fail the licensure examination before they may be reappointed through the training attrite process to a different officer community or designator to complete any incurred active duty obligation? 2. 15. Within how many days of notification of selection must any MECP selectee who does not desire to participate in the program notify Commander NAVMED EDTRACOM? 15. 16. Within how many months after NAVMED EDTRACOM receives a program letter of acceptance from the MECP selectee will PCS orders be issued? 5. 17. How many years of active service obligation by extending or re-enlisting will be incurred by the MECP student prior to detaching their current command? 6. 18. MECP selectees are authorized to re-enlist more than 1 year early if they are unable to satisfy the 6-year obligated service requirement with an extension of how many months or less? 48. 19. MECP students are not required to have an annual physical, but must pass the physical readiness test as required by what reference? OpNav Instruction 6110.1 Golf. 20. Commander NAVMED EDTRACOM will report to the Chief of Naval Operations and the Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED, a minimum of how many times per year the names, last 4 digits of their Social Security numbers, administrative commands to which assigned, and expected graduation dates of all MECP candidates. Twice. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.